Shit, shit, shit sandwich.
What the fuck is your problem?
Shut up, you freak!
Thanks, I needed that.
Welcome to the real world.
Our department.
Don't be too proud of this technological terror you've constructed.
You are the leading asshole in the state.
Bitch, please.
Pass the duchy, my friends.
Remember, a Jedi can feel the Force flowing through him.
What were you doing when the lights went out?
Birdie, num-num.
Lynch me for what my people have done to your people.
Oh, durka-durka-durka.
It's a madhouse! A madhouse!
Warning, if you want your asses blown out, stay in the room.
Hello and welcome to Dave and Shecky's Groovy Boob Tube Review. I'm Dave.
And I'm Shecky. And before we start our review, I just want to remind you all to head on over to DaveAndShecky.com, where starting this week, we have a forum or a bulletin board or whatever you'd like to call it. And we encourage you to come on over, visit with us, tell us your top 10. Or anything at all. We look forward to meeting some of you. We already have some people on with us, but we're hoping to increase that number. All right. That being said, welcome to the show. And today's review is...
Star Wars Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith. Bye!
Indeed. Well, I have to say right off the bat, it was my week to pick a movie. And yes, we saw this in the theater when it came out. But, seeing it again, there is no crime in seeing this movie, for me, over and over again. And this is, we only saw it once in the theater. So it was kind of like it was very cool for me to be able to sit down and watch it again in our living room.
I'll second that.
You will?
Yeah. I enjoyed it. It was good to watch again.
Okay, good night, everybody.
Thanks, you should buy it. Okay, take it.
Bye-bye. Oh, boy. So, let me just start off with the... when the movie opens, you're treated immediately to, I would say, some of the best computer graphics I've ever seen, as far as, you know, you've got this whole battle raging on. It's just amazing. It's really stunning. Like, you know, we reviewed Fantastic Four a few weeks ago, and they had some good special effects, but damn, it's like, holy shit.
I will second the holy shit.
You're seconding a lot.
These special effects were kicking. And in the past, with Fantastic Four, I was saying how the special effects kind of get in the way, and that actually led me into a whole tirade about how I don't like special effects. But in this movie, the special effects are just killing, and it doesn't get in the way. It's just part of it, obviously. I mean, it's a Star Wars thing. It's just on a whole other level.
Yeah, exactly. Star Wars is on a whole other level, and I know everybody knows, but let me just give a quick background of this movie. Here it is. It's episode 3 out of 6, yet really it's the last one made, but 3 in the Star Wars epic timeline. And this is the one. This is the one where Anakin crosses right on over to the dark side. And it was really, I mean, a lot of us were looking forward to seeing how George Lucas was going to write this one out.
Yes. Go on. No, you're on a roll there. Keep going.
Are those your notes?
Hey.
You told me we're
I was going to do this one without Shan's notes over here.
You told me you were not going to bring your notes, and now I see out of the back pocket comes the notes.
Well, I just, you know.
No, tell me.
Occasionally a note is needed. For example... what were you just saying?
Well, Let me just ask you, what was the first thing you wrote down? Because I saw you writing fast and furiously on that envelope while you were sitting in the living room watching the movie.
Oh, the first thing I wrote down was... that was the last thing I wrote down.
I can't even read your writing.
See, on top of the first thing I wrote down is upside down, the last thing that I wrote down. So if I looked at it, I would know it was the last thing, not the first thing. But here I am looking at it, and I'm like, what the? What is that?
Oh, my God.
So anyway, effects, excellent effects as usual.
Oh, that's the first thing you wrote.
No big deal, whoopee.
But it's
then,
true.
And then killer fight scenes, which is, of course, true. And then Count Dooku.
What? Why did you write down Count Dooku?
Well, see, it's got the killer effects. It's got... Anakin crossing over to the dark side, but then you got all these names like Dooku and Naboo and Jar Jar. You know, it's like, what is this? Is it a child's flick? If it's a child's movie, then don't kill everything in sight every other 2 seconds with fluids bursting out of, you know, veins and stuff.
Well, would
eyeballs
you,
exploding.
Would you prefer it not be Count Dooku and be Count Bob? I mean, we're in a galaxy far, far away. These are the names of the people in that galaxy.
I hear you. I guess that's true. And who am I to say what the names of other galaxies should be? But these ones tend to, they sound a little light in the pants.
Oh, you thought Dooku, because of his name, might have not been the straightest Sith Lord ever? Is that what you're saying?
Well, I didn't, yeah, well, no, it's not really that, no. No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that the names sound a little too kid movie-ish. That's all.
Well, I for Dooku, if it would have been Dookie, then I would say yes.
Yeah, but Dooku leads to Dookie right away.
It leads you to Dookie.
Naboo,
right away.
What is that? That sounds like Shamu. Before
Naboo, you know, is it, a planet.
In real life? I thought there was some planet I haven't heard of. Over.
No, Naboo is a planet in that galaxy.
Exactly. And what's, she's the princess of Naboo or something?
Who, Padme?
Yeah.
She,
No. She is? Yeah, no, she is.
She was Queen Amidala in the first
Amidala.
Episode.
Well, see, now that's
when
okay.
Remember when she had all the makeup and her hair was all different ways.
Exactly.
And there was, like, other girls that looked like her, just in case.
She was a princess, wasn't
she? She was Queen Amidala.
Ah, gotcha.
And then her reign as queen went away, and she became a senator.
Wow.
So
she is quite the figure. And I have a bunch of issues with her.
Wait a second. Why do you have... Because I think she's absolutely beautiful.
Well,
I think she's stunning.
She's certainly attractive, but the thing is, everywhere she goes, bad music follows. Every time they showed her, the music was like really dramatic and really... It was like a love story that was not meant to be. Like it wasn't going to happen. Like Camelot turned bad every time you came to her. I mean, the music was, you know, classic, and then all of a sudden, any scene that she's in, the music is significantly different.
You think it took a turn for the worse, her music, for some reason?
Well, my note was...
Well, because it was foreshadowing. She dies in this movie.
Bad music follows Padme, if that's her name.
Padme.
Padme, which sounds like some kind of Thai food dish to me.
Oh, God.
But yeah, you know, I'm just being ridiculous. I like the movie.
Do the names get in the way of you enjoying the movie?
Well, the names play a big role.
If Padme's name had been Susan, would you have liked it more?
Not Susan, but perhaps Elizabeth. You know, like Queen Elizabeth. You know, some of the royalty, some of the royal. Sort
but
of.
Now she'd just be Senator Elizabeth.
Hillary. Oh, Hillary. That would have worked.
You would have liked.
And that, which leads me to the next topic.
Okay, here it comes.
Man, I mean, how many objects do we have? How many opportunities do we have to get political here in this movie?
Well, I mean, you know, sometimes people would say desperate times call for desperate measures.
Hey.
And, you know, people often put their political views in their work somehow.
That's cool. I don't mind it. I was just thinking maybe in the other Star Wars I didn't notice that as much.
Well, in the other Star Wars, maybe there weren't such things happening.
True. Big difference between Jimmy Carter and... Anyway.
Anywho, let's try to keep politics out of it.
That's what I'm saying.
No, I mean out of our podcast.
Oh, sorry.
Because let's, you know, I think politics is the quickest way to alienate people.
I know, and it keeps coming back to the same thing. It's bad kid.
It's bad kid. And just to let you know, it's bad kid is actually a quote from a movie that a friend of Dave's starred in.
All right, let's not give it away.
No.
Yeah. Let's not give any free plugs.
No, I'm not going to give, but we need to get that quote because it's really funny. There's a lot of bad acting going on in that movie, but that quote, for whatever reason, it's bad kid.
We've adopted it. It's classic.
Yeah, we say that all the time. That one, and I'm not trying to put you in a trick bag. I'm trying to get you out of one. We don't say that one as much as it's bad kid, though. So... right away, it's just visually stunning. It just really is. I mean, just from the first frame. And then, see, with me, I'm such a huge Star Wars fan that as soon as I hear that music and as soon as I see those graphics that say, you know, a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away, I'm just like doing a little dance in my seat. I'm just like, yeah, here it comes, here it comes, here it comes. I mean, I just love the Star Wars movies. And it's kind of a shame, you know. We were watching, or at least I was trying to watch the People's Choice Awards the other night. God, what a tragic event that is! Oh, the worst award show ever. But the highlight of the night was that George Lucas was recognized by the people. For this movie and, you know, for his other movies, his other Star Wars movies. And, you know, he has not won an Academy Award for these movies. And it makes me a little sick that, you know, Peter Jackson won for Lord of the Rings. Movies that he made, but he didn't write those stories. Those aren't from the mind of Peter Jackson. You know, and as a matter of fact, I only saw the first one because I didn't want to see the next two because they were so different. The first one was so different from the book that it kind of turned me off.
I was wondering why we didn't rush out to see those.
We rushed out and saw the first one, and it was really well made, but it didn't follow the book as much as I would have liked. You know, with Bill and you know, all the other stuff, all the prancing and the singing and the fun magical stuff. Wasn't in it as much, and it was just more of like a warring type of movie. So
I like the one from 1979 or 80.
The
animated one.
The animated one. I love that's The Hobbit, though.
That one was a shiznit, yo.
You're talking about The Hobbit, or are you talking about the, what's the name, Ralph Bakshi?
Ralph Bakshi. I think it was called Lord of the Rings.
Okay, yeah. He did the first one and a half or something.
It was damn good.
He didn't do the second, he didn't do the other ones. He did like the first one and a half books and didn't finish it.
Okay, I understand. I got a problem with movies that go too long.
Oh, that's okay.
And this movie went a little long for me, but other than that, I liked it. But Lord of the Rings goes way too long.
Let me tell you about Dave and movies that go too long. This movie is 140 minutes, I believe.
Wow.
And you know that Dave is getting antsy when he looks out the window and he says, "It's windy out there." In the middle of, like, all of this stuff that's going on in Star Wars. And I'm like, nothing pulls you out of a movie experience faster than somebody saying, "It's windy out there." And I just look at him, I'm like, what?
This movie was about 47 minutes too long. You know, someone needs to wrap this thing up.
So then maybe another half hour after he told me it was windy, and Dave and I are in the same room, with the same windows accessible to both of us, he leans over and he goes, "It's snowing." I was like, "I see that. Thank you."
Well, you know, when you see these things in the theater, you don't have these outside distractions to comment upon.
Oh, it was so funny. It was so funny. You were so easily distracted if you have to sit down. That's why we don't go to movies a lot, too, is because you start, like, it's almost like 80 minutes into the movie, you start getting very fidgety. The legs are crossing, uncrossing. They're sighing. There's arms being folded in front of your chest. And there's, you know.
I got to get away. I got to go. When the meal is done, I have to get up. I can't sit at the table. I got to go. It's the same kind of thing. Not to the bathroom. I just got to. Something's got to happen. A little different something. Something's got to happen.
You can't, you're just active. You just can't sit still.
I hate sitting still.
So what did you think of the story? What did you think about, because you're not as big of a Star Wars fan as I am, are you?
Nope, not a big fan at all. And actually, that's what I like this story. I thought this was happening. This is a good feel. This story gave me a good feel. No, no, it's not. This is, well, that's what I'm wondering. What do you think? Because, I mean, to me, this is almost like the best Star Wars there is, pretty much.
Well.
Like, well, I can't compare because I was like, what, 10 years old when the first one came out?
So, yeah,
I mean,
that's
that
right.
Perspective compared to this one, you do the math. But I don't know. I didn't like a one or two of them ago. The one with Jar Jar all over the place.
Yeah.
That was just like, you know, that was like nauseating.
Yeah, Jar Jar was. No, I don't think anyone liked Jar Jar. I think some people tolerated Jar Jar, but I think the majority of people hated him.
I mean, they had to show him in this one, and even when they showed him in this one, I didn't like him.
You had a, you got that cringed look on your face, and your stomach turned a bit. Is that what happened?
Yeah, the trumpet noise, that sound came up.
Wee wah. I think that, you know, as. Why? Well, wait a second.
Well, see, no. I like the story. Is what I'm saying. I like the whole development of the good and evil and the conflict that Anakin was having. I like the way they developed that. I think it was good. The whole movie was really like shaped well.
It was really good.
As far as a Star Wars movie goes, I'm thinking it's like a 9 or 10. And as far as a regular movie goes, I mean, I could even give it close to an 8. Okay. Although I don't now, it doesn't mean I enjoyed it as much as The Animal.
That's what I'm about to
but
say.
But I did think it was probably a better film than The Animal.
So you, before I said that I like Star Wars movies more than you, and you said yeah, that's right. But what is it? Why don't you like the? Is it just you're not a big sci-fi fan?
I guess I'm not the hugest sci-fi fan, but I don't know. Like the first one kind of bores me. Like, it bored me. Like, when I saw it as a kid, it was kind of... I might have even seen it a couple of times, but, like... I don't know. Like, it's too much just, like, you know, the black against the white for... I don't know, like... It seemed like too... Just, like, too much, like, fighting the good fight sort of thing. And, I don't know. It just kind of...
As a kid in 1977...
Didn't cut it.
That wasn't for you. Could it have been that you just didn't understand all of it? Or
I guess
was it...
I didn't... bother to understand all of it.
Or was it back then you were the same as you are now and you just can't sit still for a while?
Yeah, it just didn't really like, I don't know. What did I like back then that I'd like more? I'm trying to think. It's,
Well, Grease came out in 1978. Did you sit through that one?
Yeah, but even when Grease came out, I knew that was kind of like corny. I saw that and I was like, yeah, it's kind of cornball.
So you didn't really...
I didn't mind it. I thought it was cool, but I thought it was corny. And I was already aware of the musical. The Broadway musical.
Oh,
I'd already
true.
Done acted some of that in summer camp or day camp or something. So I knew about Grease. But what year was the Bad News Bears?
Is it 79?
I'm not sure. Around
76?
That time, 78? 79?
Somewhere between 76 and 79.
Well, that movie I enjoyed like so much more than Star Wars.
Okay.
You know, that was much more... where I was at.
You could relate to that more.
Yeah, I like that.
You like the Kelly Leak?
Yeah, the rebellious Kelly Leak kid. I like that
the
whole thing.
The cigarette-smoking punk.
Yeah, I like Walter Matthau. Anything with Walter Matthau, I think I like, and even back then. So,
interesting.
Yeah, I'm not much of a sci-fi guy.
So you've never been a sci-fi guy. So the first one...
But I like a good story.
Well, that
And I like Star Wars. I mean, I like Star Trek.
The movie?
No, the series.
The series.
Oh, no, why not? The movie, too.
The first movie.
I like the old, you know, the old Star Trek with Kirk and
Spock
and all them guys.
Sulu.
T'Kay.
Oh my. The original Star Wars, I remember seeing it, you know, when it came out, I remember, I mean, there was t-shirts. It was like the first thing I was ever aware of that had been so heavily marketed. I remember kids having the t-shirts and having watches, and then there was the Lego things, and I remember being very excited to see it. And
toy lightsabers.
I don't remember the toy lightsabers, but I'm sure there were plenty. You know, action figures.
Lunch boxes, lots of lunch boxes.
Lunch boxes, and I remember really enjoying it as a kid, but not maybe understanding it so much, but being really dazzled by space. And I mean, because back when I was little, Saturday morning was devoted to watching shows like Land of the Lost and Big John, Little John, and all these like fantasy type, you know, filmed kids shows or taped kids shows.
Right.
And so I was always heavily into like the sci-fi and fantasy type of thing. And this movie came out, and like I said, I might not have understood like rebel forces and all that kind of stuff, but you know, the droids and the different worlds and the space and the Death Star, that was pretty exciting. And then as I got, by the time the next one came out, which was I believe in 81 or 82, I was older, and it was more of a, you know, and for many people, for many Star Wars series fans, The Empire Strikes Back is their favorite.
That's the second one?
That's, yeah.
The second one, I mean, not, it's not, that confuses me. Is the second, that's not the second one.
It's
this
not
is,
the,
this is the third one.
In the Star Wars timeline, Empire Strikes Back is the fifth one.
Okay.
You understand?
What's the first one? What's Star Wars?
A New Hope. A New Hope is Star Wars number. It's number four.
A New Hope. What the hell is that?
It first came out and it was just called Star Wars, and then later they renamed it Star Wars: A New Hope.
Ah, like the White Album.
What? What do you mean? No, I don't understand that.
Well, the Beatles had an album. It was white. It was just the Beatles, and then all of a sudden, it's the White Album. They didn't, when they put it out, they didn't call it the White. They was like, hey, this is the White Album.
I see. They didn't.
Just, a white album with the Beatles.
Did eventually someone name
it
that?
The Beatles.
It just said the Beatles on it?
Yeah, it was a white album. It said the Beatles. And all of a sudden, it's the White Album.
And now, did it officially ever become the White Album?
I don't think it's called the White Album. I'm pretty sure it's not. But you know what? That's a bad example, a bad comparison.
It really is, but fascinating nonetheless.
Yes.
I think that, I think you're right. This
The New Hope, excuse me.
A New Hope.
A New Hope.
Which is episode four.
Which is the first one. See, why,
was the first
why
one?
Does it have to be so convoluted?
It's the mind of George Lucas. Sometimes
the
geniuses.
Man is a genius.
Exactly. Sometimes geniuses are a little crazy.
You got to give it up to Lucas. I mean, that guy is like, you know, standing apart from the people in the press.
What are you better?
I'm popping it up, baby.
Stop popping those peas.
He stands apart from everyone else in Hollywood. He's like a one fucking man killing machine.
Well, if you have the first trilogy, episodes 4, 5, and 6, the ones, you know, the first three he made, in with that DVD box set comes a awesome documentary, and I've actually seen it played alone on regular television, called Empire of Dreams. And it is a great documentary about this guy's struggle making those first three movies. I mean, it's so impressive what he did. And it's I mean, it's really... I'm shocked that he hasn't won many more Academy Awards. And hopefully this year he'll be at least nominated, because otherwise it's just a sham.
See, all he's got to do is become a Scientologist, and then he'll win every award in sight.
Oh my God, no. No, 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 no.
He invented that crap anyway, come on.
Yeah. No.
He dreamt it years before L. Ron Hubbard.
Yeah, but
didn't Lucas say that all this stuff came to him in a dream or something?
I don't know if that's what he said.
He's been like,
I know L. Ron Hubbard has probably said that.
Implanted with alien memory.
I think that was Roddenberry. I think Roddenberry was implanted with alien memory. Though I can't be certain. But this movie, out of the last three that were made, to me, is definitely the best.
I would definitely agree. Because it wasn't too mamby-pamby.
The only thing I don't like about this movies, or this last set of movies, is some of the casting choices. Oh. Natalie Portman, I think, is great.
No problem there.
No, she's absolutely... I mean, there are some shots in this movie where you just are just in awe of how ridiculously beautiful she is. It's insane. But, Anakin Skywalker, I don't know if I would have picked that guy, Hayden Christensen. I don't know if I would have picked him to be Anakin. I mean, in the last one, in this one that we just watched, The Revenge of the Sith, he did do a pretty good job, much better than he did in the last one.
Okay.
But I wasn't, I don't know. Do you have any...
I don't have so much of a problem with him. He's pretty good, I thought.
Oh, you wouldn't have replaced him with Jeff Goldblum? movie was that? Fantastic Four. You wanted to replace...
That was the obvious choice.
It was Jeff Goldblum. So you would not have replaced Hayden Christensen for Jeff Goldblum in this movie?
Well... Well, my only problem with him, and I'm probably the only one who's going to ever notice this, is that I think he looks too much like Stuart Copeland from The Police, the drummer. And in too many of the scenes, you know, it just looks like it's a bad 80s MTV video, and I'm expecting Obi-Wan to be Sting. So if Obi-Wan is Sting, then yeah, he's good. But Obi-Wan, you know... And Obi-Wan, don't get me started on Obi-Wan, because all this time...
It's not Obi-Wan, Obi-2.
All this time, I thought he was Obi-Wan.
Are you kidding me?
Now I'm looking on, I'm thinking, as I see that it's Obi-Wan.
Are you, wait a second,
what
Dave.
What the hell does Obi-Wan mean?
Dave.
My whole life it's C-3PO, R2-D2, and Obi-Wan.
Are you kidding
okay?
me?
Obi-Wan.
Are you kidding me?
Obi-Wan, can you help me? Help me, Obi-Wan, you know what I'm saying?
Rampart Squad, Obi-Wan.
Rampart, I thought was Grandpa, okay? Every time they
Are
said
you kidding
every
me?
Time they, Rampart, that's Grand, I thought they were going Grandpa.
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 It was Rampart Squad.
I thought
Squad
the old gray hair guy back at the base was Grandpa.
Oh, you're out of your mind.
Grandpa.
So are you telling me today, in this January of 2006, is the first time you are saying Obi-Wan?
That's correct.
And you have always, in your mind, thought it was Obi-Wan, R2-D2, C-3PO.
That's correct.
And you thought maybe somewhere there was an Obi-2?
No, I don't know. I was just like, Obi-Wan, I don't know. I thought it was like some sort of Zen thing, like, you know, Obi-Wan with the universe or something like that. What?
Obi-Wan with the universe. I love that.
That's where I was coming from.
That's
what...
Oh my God! That's quite a revelation, I have to say.
Well,
I'm thinking Obi-Wan.
What kind of name? No, there we go. The name Wan Dooku. What's it? What's some kind of pee-pee complex?
What about Qui-Gon Jinn?
King Poo-Poo Platter.
What if? So you have a more of an issue with these names.
Qui-Gon Jinn is good, but once again, I'm thinking like, what was I thinking with him? No, hey, he's fine.
Qui-Gon
Jango, Jin. Jango, what's the other guy's name?
Jango Fett?
Yeah, well, then I got a guitar player in my head. I got Jango Frets. I got Frets of a guitar and Jango, the master of guitar.
I see.
You know.
But not Jocko.
Well, it's Jango.
Jango. So I like Ewan McGregor as Obi-Wan Kenobi, and he does his best.
He is good.
He really is good. I think, and I really was upset that Qui-Gon Jinn got killed off in the first one.
They're bringing him back.
No, they really don't bring him back. They just pretend that they say they do because he's not in A New Hope.
Oh, wait a minute. You're telling me that A New Hope, I'm supposed to believe that A New Hope is after this one?
Is next, yeah.
What?
What do you mean?
Well, then what's after that?
The Empire Strikes Back.
What's after that?
The Ewoks. The Return of the Jedi.
What's after that?
There's nothing after that.
That's
yet.
What he's going to make next.
I don't think he is.
Yeah, jeez.
Is that what if he was going to make another Star Wars movie, is that what you'd like to see?
I guess I'd like to see the one that comes next.
See, but there might be some in the middle there.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Like, maybe Yoda's adventures.
Got to love Yoda.
Yeah, Yoda's great. Yoda is my favorite Jedi.
What is Yoda?
He's an alien.
He's good.
He's damn good.
He's pure, pure good.
He is pure good. I like Yoda. And I'm not a big fan of Mace Windu.
And who is that again?
Samuel L. Jackson.
Ooh, yeah, bad choice, people. Come on, what's going on?
Why can't Jeff Goldblum be in that role?
Yes, Samuel Jackson when you first see Samuel Jackson, it ruins it. And then he starts acting and he's not that bad. Whereas John Leguizamo in the other film, Land of the Dead, he really ruined it. And when he kept acting, he still ruined it.
That was a total ruin with John Leguizamo and Land of the
Samuel
Dead.
Samuel Jackson actually isn't as bad as you think he's going to be.
It's a semi-ruin.
But you know what? And so instead of him ruining it, Jimmy Smith ruins it.
Now, see, I totally disagree with you about Jimmy Smith ruining this movie. He's barely in it.
I know, but why is he in it? They might as well have George Clooney.
Well, I agree that they shouldn't. I wouldn't put huge stars in these Star Wars movies. It's kind of like a sellout. But, I mean, Jimmy Smith is just, he's Senator Organa.
All right.
Organa, I'm sorry.
He has a nice car. Drives a nice vehicle.
What do you mean?
That Yoda lands in.
Oh.
In a red, souped-up sort of mobile. That's what I noticed.
So, let me ask you this. Does Jimmy Smith bother you more than Samuel L. Jackson did? Jimmy Smith said so little.
He didn't bother me more. No. It's just the combination of the both of them. I was like, why are either of these guys in the movie?
I hear you.
But then again, maybe if I knew, if I knew, like, some of those actors more, like, well, what had Harrison Ford done before Star Wars?
I think just American Graffiti.
Who was recognizable in Star Wars? There's
nobody.
The older actors, right? One of the two of those guys actors.
Exactly.
You'd have to be a weirdo to be like, why is that guy in this movie? But then again, maybe I'm a weirdo for saying this about these people.
No, I agree, because I'm not a fan of Samuel L. Jackson as Mace Windu. I'm not. It's almost like, I don't know, it's just overkill. I like it. I like it when...
I don't think I would get offended if Harvey Korman was in this movie. You know what I mean? Like, it's just that, Samuel L. Jackson, Jimmy Smits, they're just kind of, I don't know.
Harvey Korman as Kazoo?
Something, like anything. Just, or, someone who...
The gay Jedi? The openly flaming Jedi?
A lot of those guys were kind of questionable. And I got no problem with that. It's not a problem.
It's not like that's a bad thing.
That's a good thing as far as they can...
How about Harvey Korman and Charles Nelson Reilly as... as Jedis.
I would have liked that very much. That would have brought the score up for me.
Yeah. It would have counterbalanced the evil brooding music under Padme.
Yeah. No, I think she just needed to take some Paxil or something.
Oh, she was pregnant and hormonal. With twins.
Touché.
For God's sakes.
Okay.
So, in the movie, I mean, and it's kind of interesting because when this movie... when you first see the movie and you realize why Anakin turns to the dark side, it's almost like one of those Gift of the Magi type stories. You know what I mean?
What do you mean?
Oh,
you mean like, what? Gift of the Magi? What's that?
That's like
Goonies? what are you talking about, Goonies? Don't get them wet?
It's like a holiday story where the guy sells something to get his wife a beret for her beautiful hair because they're poor, and then she gets her hair cut and sells her hair to get him something pertaining to whatever it was he sold. So convoluted, but he's afraid that he's having these dreams that she's about to die.
He fulfills the destiny that he wishes to avoid.
Well, that's the other thing, is that the prophecy says that he will destroy the Sith and he will bring balance to the Force. But the truth of the matter is that the prophecy doesn't say when.
Yeah, who's to say it ain't gonna happen?
Well, we know it happens.
What?
In the Ewok.
Oh, man.
The Return of the Jedi.
See, I am really bad with that displacement of time thing.
Yeah, that kind of, it threw you off. So the next one is...
I mean, it's really a cop-out, too, you know? I mean, like...
How is it a cop-out?
What am I gonna go... Let's go back now and... make The Godfather before The Godfather. Hey, that's not a bad idea.
What do you mean, The Godfather? Well, exactly. It's a prequel.
Exactly.
These are three prequels.
Prequel's a goddamn cop-out.
You think prequels are a cop-out?
Well, it's a lot easier to write it once you've written the other one. It's easy to write a backstory than to write a story.
But honestly, Dave, he, in his mind, I believe, had all six of these episodes. Like, even
well,
back in the day.
Why didn't he start from the beginning?
I don't know why. I have no idea. I'm sure it mentions it in The Empire of Dreams, but I just don't remember right now. I don't have a clue.
All right, that's okay. It just, you know, throws me. It's one more thing I got to try and remember about these things.
Oh, the other thing I wanted to talk about was their apartment. Holy shit. They had some really happening apartments there.
Yeah, that was like the Jetsons to the 18th degree.
Oh my God, it was just gorgeous. It was just beautiful. The furniture and just the way the rooms are set up. And I like that they don't have televisions or stereo sets. There's no playing of shitty music, I guess because they have their own soundtrack whenever they enter a room. But it was really, I just couldn't, I at one point they're on their like terrace overlooking the city, and it's just like, holy shit. It's really impressive. It really blew my mind.
It was nice.
Okay.
It was very nice.
Okay, terrific. Anything you want to say on a scale from 1 to 10?
I'd have to give it about an 8.
About an 8.
All right, I'll give it a 7.5.
What? Why?
No, I can't. There's
you
nothing
can't
wrong
give this
with
a 7.5.
It has to have an 8. It gets an 8.
Out of all the Star Wars movies.
All right, I'm going to give this a 10 out of all the Star Wars movies and an 8 out of movies in general.
What is your least favorite Star Wars movie? Or don't you know enough about them to have a least favorite?
I guess I'd have to see him again, but right off the bat, what was the one with Jar Jar Binks walking all over the place?
That was the first. That was.
That was the return of Star Wars.
That was the like episode one.
That's when Star Wars came back after 20 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a letdown for me.
It was.
Yeah. And I liked,
Why was it a letdown? You didn't like seeing that little Anakin? I thought the little kid who played Anakin was good.
It was too much like a kid's movie.
It was pretty much of a kid's movie.
That fucking fly thing. The Jewish fly flying around. What was that?
Oh, Guado?
Hey.
the guy who owned the junk yard or
exactly.
Whatever. You thought he was Jewish?
And what is it? It was like Jackie fucking
Mason,
basically. It was like the cartoon with the aardvark and the ant.
Oh God, I don't. I mean, I barely remember those.
What are you talking about? Aardvark. I'm an aardvark.
That is really crazy obscure reference. Are those the cartoons that
all
ran?
All right, so Jackie Mason played the aardvark, but who played the hipster, the black ant? It was a black guy, the ant. Who was he? I don't know.
Are these the cartoons that ran within the Pink Panther cartoons?
That's very probable. I can't recall exactly. I definitely know you'd see him on Saturday morning, though, maybe.
I mean, we're talking, Dave, 1970? 74?
70s, early 70s.
Yeah.
Great stuff.
I couldn't watch the Pink Panther cartoon. There wasn't enough conversation. There was no conversation. He didn't talk, and no one talked. So I had to change those channels.
I hear that. Well, these ones talked, though. This was the ant and the aardvark. They had it going on.
Yeah.
They had a little slapstick happening.
The Pink Panther movies I love, but not the cartoon.
That's a whole other thing.
So, I personally, for me, out of the six Star Wars movies, with a 10 going to Empire Strikes Back, I would give this I'd give it a 9. Just because it's just so damn beautiful. Everything looks really great.
Why was Empire Strikes Back better?
Better than this?
Yeah.
Because it was... I liked those other characters. I liked all the casting in the
was
other...
Was that the one with Jabba the Hutt?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I didn't like him.
You're not supposed to like him.
I don't like him. He's a turnoff.
You heard it here first, folks. Jabba the Hutt, a turn off to Dave.
I don't know about you guys out there, but this is not really a turn on.
Oh, man. But I like...
What's the name of that comedian who says everything is about to go like this?
I don't know who that guy is, but we saw him one day on Comedy Central, and he was so fucking funny. Like, he starts talking, then he goes... No one knows what we're talking about. Possibly Joanne knows. But that is very funny. But so Empire Strikes Back is good because it had Luke. It had Han Solo.
Mm-hmm.
It had Lando Calrissian.
Yes. Billy Dee Whitty.
He is not a turnoff.
Oh, he's smooth.
He was...
That man is a smooth character.
He was a smooth character.
Smooth operator.
And it was... and
Schlitz Malt Liquor.
Did he do ads for Schlitz?
He did.
Or OE?
For the Bull.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Back in the day?
Yeah.
He was a handsome bastard for sure. So if I'd give that one a 10, and I give this one a 9. I think it's really beautiful. And the only, I take off the one point for some casting. Not enough Jeff Goldblum in there for me.
I'd have to agree then. I would say I give this one a 9 as well.
In terms of Star Wars.
That seems like, I might have just, yeah, I think I agree with you fully.
And in terms of overall movies, compared to every other movie out there, I would give it an 8.5.
As I would give it an 8. Just because I don't enjoy sci-fi as much as the next guy.
What about the Galaxy Quest? What would you give that?
Galaxy Quest, I'd give an 8.5.
There you go. See, now I understand. Galaxy Quest is hilarious.
It is. Well, come on. What are you going to do?
But it is sci-fi. It's sci-fi comedy.
Well, that comedy raises it up a notch.
It does. It's really funny. All right. I think we've said all we have to say about this movie. Would you recommend it?
I would definitely recommend this one.
Would you buy it?
Me, personally? No.
What?
I would recommend you buy it, though. Yeah.
Out of all the movies we have reviewed.
Wait for a box set.
Yes. Out of all the movies we reviewed, how many of them would you have actually went out and bought?
I don't really buy that many movies.
And you don't buy any. I don't think
I guess. I don't know.
You know what movie you bought?
What did I buy?
You bought Dumb and Dumberer. You came home with that one day.
How the hell did that happen?
I don't know, but it's still around the house somewhere with its plastic wrap on it. It must have been like in the dollar bin or something. But you came home with that, and you were very excited. Oh, it was, you were, you know, it wasn't as exciting as, say, if The Animal 2 came out, but you were pretty happy about that.
See, I think there's a whole conspiracy, and that anything that is like the size of a DVD or a CD, it's just like, to me, it's like disposable. So, like, I buy the thing, and, like, before I know it, it's too scratched to play. Yet I have albums that I've had since 1970 that I can still work with no problem. So if they could make some DVDs or CDs the size of a record and put them in a nice case like a record used to have, then maybe I'll start buying them.
I believe that's called a Laserdisc.
Well, they had something there because this portable, you know, little piece of plastic.
It's like a Frisbee.
I can't work with this.
Okay, Dave.
It's a conspiracy. They make these disposable products, so you just go buy more when you break them.
Right. Well, it's like that with the video games too. It's a little bit of a pain in the ass if they get scratched up.
Japanese voodoo.
It's all right. I just want to remind everybody to head on over to DaveAndShecky.com and sign up for our forum and let us know what you thought about our reviews. I think Dave and I have differing opinions on this one, though he liked it.
Definitely liked it.
He didn't like it maybe as much as I did, but he was not the biggest sci-fi dude ever. So DaveAndShecky.com. And one more thing. This is on pay-per-view. For whatever reasons, it's on 5 channels on pay-per-view, yet only one of those channels is Letterboxd. They all should be Letterboxd. If you're watching stuff full screen, you need to be carted away by the Letterboxd police.
I hear that. And why did Obi-Wan leave Anakin there? Why didn't he either save him or kill him? Why would you just leave him there?
Well, dude, he had one arm, and and no legs, and you know he.
Yeah, but
he thought, and he was on fire. I mean, quite frankly, I would think that that would have been the end of him too.
See, the problem is the Jedi's have the compassion of the good side.
Mm-hmm.
And see, the dark side, they don't have any compassion. They just kill. You see, Samuel Jackson says, I'm going to end this right now. He doesn't end it, though. He says he's going to end it. And as a result, he gets his hand cut off and then killed. A
lot of arms and hands getting cut off in the Star Wars series.
So if you're on the dark side, you have that little extra burst of I don't give a crap, which gives you the edge.
It's true. I mean, and that's the way it is in real life, too, isn't it?
Unfortunately.
I mean, nice guys finish last.
It's perhaps true.
All right. Well, next week is Dave's turn to pick a movie. I'm not sure what it will be, but I can almost guarantee you it won't be a sci-fi movie.
It could be. You never know. It depends on what vast array of choices we have to choose from.
Yeah. Sometimes not so much good going on in pay-per-view. But luckily for me, on my week to pick, we had Star Wars.
We'll find something. Don't worry. We'll dig it up.
All right. All right. This is Shecky.
And it's Dave.
And we're saying goodbye, and go ahead and visit us at daveandshecky.com, and we will see you next week.
All right, take it easy. Bye-bye.